USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In a new Fox News poll, President Donald Trump is gaining ground on Joe Biden. Just a month ago, the lead was 11 points, Biden over Trump. And today, Biden leads by 8 points, 49-41%. But the president is not afraid and was asked on Fox News Sunday whether he thinks Joe Biden is competent to be president.
Biden can't put two sentences together. They wheel him out. He goes up. He repeats. They ask him questions. He reads a teleprompter. And then he goes back into his basement. You tell me the American people want to have that in an age where we're in trouble with other nations that are looking to do numbers on us. I say he's not competent to be president. To be president, you have to be sharp and tough. So many other things. Joe doesn't know he's alive.
There's a large gender gap as Trump is ahead by 5 points among men and Biden 19 among women. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you a friend of America? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
There's been another well-known cathedral fire in France, and USA Radio's Wendy King has details.
Prosecutors in France say they've opened an arson probe into a fire that destroyed part of a cathedral in Nantes. The blaze damaged a stained glass window and the church's organ. A local fire chief said the damage was not as severe as that from the fire that devastated Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris in April 2019. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
An oppressive summer heat wave with feels-like temperatures over 100 degrees for a number of days in a row is about to envelope much of the eastern half of the United States. About two dozen daily maximum heat records are in jeopardy, especially across the northeast over the next few days. The worst of the heat will be felt across the Ohio Valley and northeast into Wednesday, where daytime heat records may fall in Cleveland, Buffalo, Washington, D.C., and Philadelphia. Around 75 million people are covered by heat advisories or excessive heat watches and warnings. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Three members of the Thin Blue Line Law Enforcement Motorcycle Club were killed during a suspected drunk driving crash in Texas. The club was on a drive in Texas Hill, about 65 miles northwest from San Antonio, to celebrate the organization's birthday when an intoxicated driver crossed lanes and crashed into the group. Another nine club members are in critical condition. An unidentified individual was taken into custody and faces charges of intoxicated manslaughter and intoxication assault. The members were enjoying a group ride before their annual foundation meeting. The organization identified the three men who died as the president of the group's Chicago chapter, Joseph Paglia, Michael White, a retired U.S. Army service member, and Jerry Wayne Harbor, a retired veteran who served as national ambassador for the organization. The passing of civil rights leader Representative John Lewis, the Democrat from Georgia who died Friday night at the age of 80, has renewed calls to rename an Alabama bridge currently honoring a Confederate general. Among those supporting the efforts to name the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma after Lewis was his close friend and colleague Representative Jim Clyburn from South Carolina on Meet the Press.
Edmund Pettus was a grand wizard of the Ku Klux Klan. He took his name off that bridge and replaced it with a good man, John Lewis, the personification of the goodness of America rather than the honor, someone who disrespected individual freedom.
For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.